The little I know is that the former central bank governor, to me, has not behaved the way a central bank governor should behave. To me, the behavior of the central bank governor in respect of what is happening in the economy is at least much to be desired. We expect, everybody expects, this is the central bank of Nigeria. It's an institution and should not be dragged into political arena or a governor playing to the gallery. A governor should be sure of himself before dishing out information as respect figures and the rest of them. But with that as me, I feel what has happened in the past few weeks or few months leaves much to be desired on the part of the former central bank governor.
Alhaji Gulak, politically speaking, some people are saying that the president should have demanded an investigation instead of suspending him.
Maybe. I'm not, like I said, I'm not speaking the mind of Mr. President. Maybe part of the suspension is part of the investigation into what he has been saying. You know, the issuing of statistical figures as the leader in that organization, as the governor of the central bank, you have to be sure of what you are saying. You cannot bring a figure today, tomorrow you change the figure, after tomorrow you change the figure. It leaves much to be desired. Politically, this is not a political issue now. It's about the economy of the nation. It is about the central bank of the nation, which is the hub of the economic activities. It stabilizes or destabilizes the economy of every nation. And you need somebody who will be sure of himself before dishing out figures.
Opposition groups in Nigeria are saying that the president's decision to suspend him...
Well, if you are talking about opposition group, there is nothing good that this government will do and they will be appreciated by the opposition. If you have followed the trend of the opposition in Nigeria, they have totally derailed. They have jettisoned issues that are supposed to bind this country together and have taken issues on purely only on political grounds. Issues like national security issues, the opposition have always taken them to be political. They have failed to differentiate between partisan politics and issues that concerns the unity and cohesion of the country. Whatever is coming out from the opposition, I would like you to understand that they are speaking from the opposition point of view, not the realistic, as an organization or a party. Supposed to provide alternative situation or provide constructive criticism, not the way opposition as they are today, even calling for the National Assembly not to even attend to the budget of a nation. You can see clearly from the angle they are coming from.
They are saying that by suspending the former central governor, the president is condoning corruption in his administration instead of fighting.
Far from that. I assure you there is no government that has, in the recent past, addressed the issue of corruption like this present administration. Because under this present administration, all sectors of the governance have been exposed and people have been identified and arrested and arraigned before competent courts of law and they are facing their trials, unlike in the past.